It is Monday morning, and of course, in studio with me, we like to be positive around here. There's not a lot of positivity that you can have after Turkey Day after eating so much. I guess we could get on a treadmill, but the main man, Josh Padores.
McCurley in the morning. How you doing, man?
I'm hanging in here.
Let me tell you this. Thanksgiving is such a wonderful time to be with family and friends and to state all the things that we're thankful for, but I've got a unpopular opinion about Thanksgiving. It is maybe, next to Valentine's Day, the most overrated holiday in the books. How do you feel about that, McCurley?
See, I'm totally different.
Really?
I think it's the most forgotten holiday. And the reason why, only because of Christmas, and I'm not about humbug by no means. I love Christmas. Love seeing it through my granddaughter's eyes. But I feel like there's such a rush to get to Christmas that Thanksgiving's just washed over.
Yeah.
That's just me, but, you know, I am thankful every day for what I have there, that I breathe. I'm healthy enough to still be kicking, not real high, not real hard, but I'm kicking.
Yeah, there's a lot to be thankful for. There's no doubt about that. But the food, I don't know. It's just not my cup of tea, I guess.
You know whose Thanksgiving is their favorite holiday?
Who?
Michael, human consumption man, Giddens.
I knew that was coming. I knew that Joker probably ate so much over Thanksgiving.
Oh, yeah.
But how about some, you know, let's talk about some really positive things going on in our community. You know, Coach Poto's Positive Press, we've had a lot of guests with us, and we have another guest in studio with us this morning, someone near and dear and special to my heart, one of my former players and students at Fayetteville High School, and it's Mr. Alex Barrett. Alex, how you doing, man?
I'm doing good, Coach Poto. What about you?
Man, I am much better now that you're in here studio with me, because McCurley's cussed me up a little bit. He's mean to me, so.
He don't know me.
It's nice having someone in studio with us. Not only just someone in studio, but a scholarship someone in studio. Alex, you got some exciting news a couple of weeks ago, man. Tell us about that.
Yes, sir. That's right, Coach Poto. A couple of weeks ago, I had to make a hard decision on some colleges, but it came down to which one I really liked the most, and it chose to be UNA fishing team.
So you are going to the University of North Alabama to fish and on a scholarship.
Yes, sir.
That is amazing. McCurley, he is going to study, and he's going to get it paid for throwing out that rod and reel. What's that like,
If only it was that way 40 years ago, I'd still be fishing. But listen, I love to fish, near and dear to my heart. Got to ask you, though, tell us a little bit about your days at Fayetteville. What are you involved in? Tell us, and I know fishing is a main deal, but tell us a little bit about being a Fayetteville senior.
Yes, sir. So Fayetteville senior right now is kind of slow for me. I'm just trying to make it through a day, honestly. I get out at 11:45 to get work, but I'm involved in a couple clubs, Key Club and Bassett. I do Young Professionals through Chamber of Sylacauga, and I just love Fayetteville. It's
sports.
My favorite school. Yes, sir. Sports is awesome. We got a great sports program. Got a great baseball team, golf team, football team.
Are you involved in any of that?
I'm doing golf this year. I'm going to try it out. I really like golf. I've been doing baseball, and I love baseball. It just didn't line up with fishing.
Well, let me ask this. Who's your golf coach?
Coach Limbaugh.
I knew that. That's why I asked that. Getting to go out to places and watch kids swing a golf club's got to be the
evidence
to get paid for it.
Hey, and not only that, but Fayetteville's golf team plays at Farmlinks.
I know, that's what I'm saying,
man. To have your quote-unquote home turf at Farmlinks is something wild.
One quick question. When you play golf, is there ever been a time when Coach Limbaugh hadn't been walking around out there where y'all are talking to y'all that he didn't have a cup of coffee in his hand?
Absolutely not.
Never.
All right, well, tell us, what brought you into fishing? How did you get hooked on fishing, no pun intended?
All right, when I was about 3 years old, I went fishing with my dad, and he made me catch a few fish. He let me reel in a few that he caught, and ever since that day, I was like, this is what I want to do. Started watching Bassmaster, MLF, fishing, and college fishing became a real good talk when I got in about the ninth grade. People were telling me, hey, I should try to do that and stuff. So I got my name put out there by a couple people helping me, and then it's just been history from there.
You know, we've got some local people who have excelled at flipping a rod and reel. I'm here to tell you, from Davis to Gaston to, one of your former Coach Poto's Positive Press guys in CJ9,
yeah.
you know, fished collegiately at Auburn. Yep. So I'll let you.
Yeah, Alex him. Just kind of he's going to join that list of legends that you yep. just mentioned there, McCurley. I think it's so cool, not only all of your years of hard work academically, but I mean, on the water as well is acknowledged. And man, it's really, really cool that you're going to school and you're going to get to fish while you're there. I mean, that's just amazing. You know, and the rarity of fishing, too. You hear of sports scholarships, you know, the major ones, especially football, basketball, and baseball. But the man got a fishing scholarship. That's just something so positive.
And I'm going to have to ask this because Michael Giddens and I have been to Fayetteville multiple times in the last couple of years to cover kids who have signed scholarships in volleyball, in rodeo, okay, different things, baseball. Is there going to be some kind of something at the school we can come to help you with?
Yes, sir, absolutely. I ain't got a certain date picked out Good. Yet, but there absolutely will be.
When yeah. you do, you need to let us know so that we can. We want to be there. We want to take pictures and put some things on SylacaugaNews.com. But I'm going to tell you this. He knows this. I'm a sports person. You know, managed football at Auburn when I was your age. And, you know, I have played every sport under the sun. Just I love competition, but there is nothing in this world like being on a lake when the sun comes up and enjoying all of God's creations, whether you catch fish or whether you don't. Fish is the extra to me. But when you get that fish on the line and he's pulling and you're pulling, ain't nothing like it, is there?
No, sir. The only thing that goes through my head is I got to get in the boat to get some money.
That's good. Hey, that's motivation right there, Alex.
That's pressure, if you ask
that's
me.
That's right. Before we head out, Alex, I want you to ask you a couple random questions. You ready?
Yes, sir, 100%. All
right, where is your favorite place to fish?
My favorite place to fish has got to be Lake Mitchell.
Wow, okay. All right, what's the biggest fish you've ever caught?
Biggest fish I ever caught? I caught a 10-pounder, close to 10, in a pond one time, and I caught a 7-something on Lay Lake when I was younger.
Okay. Are you a morning fisher, a during the day, or a nighttime fisher? Fisherman, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I love fishing in the morning, but I'll be honest with you, if it was up to me, I'd rather fish in the afternoon. From like 1 to 5, that's my favorite time.
Prime yeah. time for you, huh?
100%.
I used to fish a lot at night with my father-in-law. He had psoriasis, and because of the heat, he couldn't fish during the heat of the day a lot. So we would fish at night and then fish when the sun came up, and then we'd load up and go home. Tell you a quick story. My brother, he always gives me his fishing secrets, and I don't know if you know. Do you ever stop in Big Daddy's in Fayetteville?
Oh, 100%. That's my home restaurant right there.
My brother is the one that cooks for you down there. He's the one guy in the restaurant down there. You need to ask him about fishing. Because
I know who you're talking about.
He's very good. He doesn't boast about it, but I asked him one time. He caught a huge bass, and I said, "Where'd you catch him?" He said, "In the mouth." I'm like, you know, I did, you know.
He's not a liar.
No, he's not. We appreciate you coming in here. Congratulations, and you got to stay in touch with us Absolutely. So that we can know how your fishing is going. Not just fishing, but you're going there to get an education, too.
Yes,
sir, 100%. Absolutely. I'll stay in contact with y'all, and I thank y'all for everything.
Absolutely. Alex, I just want to say this, too. You're one of the most respectful and humble students and athletes that I've ever coached. So to say that we're proud of you, I mean, it's simply an understatement. But can't wait to watch you. And we're going to wear our purple UNA Lions bass fishing team T-shirts and cannot wait to just see you grow through your college years, man.
Yes, sir. Thank you, Coach. That means a lot to me.
You're welcome.
I'll tell you this real quick. Do you know who played football at UNA?
Takari Kennebrew.
Not only that, but Coach Adam Fawcett
did
as well.
Yeah.
So he sure did. Comer played at UNA.
Some more UNA ties around our local community.
Absolutely.
That's cool.
And, of course, what do you tell them every week?
Go dominate your week, guys. Celebrate.